It's very cold tonight. People have their coats pulled tight around them and are hurrying to their warm houses. Susan and Peter are on their way home, too, hurrying in the path of the wind, but are stopping off at the magic Christmas window, hoping that a new adventure awaits them.
Golly, Susan, this is the coldest night we've had this year.
My hands are frozen, Peter. I wonder if the toys in the magic Christmas window are cold, too.
Maybe they are. They seem to have so many other feelings like real people. Look, there's a little boy next to a stove.
Oh, yes, a doll. Look, Peter, he's warming his hands.
Well, that means the magic is working, and we'll be able to go in. Yes, sirree, there's the glass disappearing. Come on, Susan, let's go in over here.
Oh, it's better in here. I'd love to warm my hands at that stove. Do you think the doll would mind?
Not at all. I'd love to have you join me.
Oh, thanks a lot.
That's a beautiful stove.
I think so. The stove and I, we're always together.
That sounds like a story.
It's a story, all right, about the most famous stove ever made, the Nuremberg stove.
Please tell us about it. We'd love to hear it.
Here, come closer so you'll be nice and warm while I'm telling you the story. Comfortable?
Oh, yes. Fine.
Well, long, long ago, I lived in a faraway city. Times were hard and we were very poor. Our house was small and our furnishings meager. But we did own one thing of great beauty. It was a stove. My grandfather had found it in the house when he came to live there many years before. I believed it was the finest stove in the whole world. I even had my own name for it, Big Boy. And to me, Big Boy was as dear as if he had been a real friend. One evening, about a week before Christmas...
Eric, don't put any more wood on the stove.
But Big Boy needs wood, Father.
Perhaps he does, but don't feed him.
But why, Father?
We aren't going to have Big Boy anymore.
Oh, no, Father. You don't mean that. You can't mean that.
I'm sorry, son, but I owed 100 pieces of silver, and since I have no money, my debtors said they would take the stove instead.
But it's almost Christmas. I can't imagine Christmas without Big Boy.
Yeah, we'll have to do the best we can.
Father, please. Please don't let them take him.
No, Eric, be a brave boy. Perhaps we'll get another stove someday. And then, oh, there they are now.
Father, don't let them.
Good evening.
Good evening. You're right on time.
Where is it?
Right over here.
Yes. Well, you're mighty lucky that we were willing to accept an old stove like that for a debt of 100 pieces of silver.
It's a very fine and beautiful stove.
Let's get it and get going.
Here, lend me a hand with this.
Got it. Okay. Let's go.
Careful.
Well, Eric, our debt is settled. Eric, where are you?
When the men had come for Big Boy, I knew there was nothing we could do. A debt was a debt, and my father was an honest man. But ever since I could remember, Big Boy had been my friend. While my father was at the door, I quietly slipped into the upper compartment and shut myself in. If Big Boy could not stay with me, I would go with him. In a few moments, we were placed on the wagon, and Big Boy and I started the long journey together. At last, the wagon turned off the road, rolled over what seemed to be a stable floor, and came to a halt. The men got out, and I could hear them talking.
Wait until the king hears that we found it.
We've made the greatest find in years. Imagine, the Nuremberg stove for a debt of 100 pieces of silver.
We'll collect a lot more than that before we're through.
We'll be rich for the rest of our lives. Lucky for us, our debtor didn't know what a priceless treasure he had.
Hey, come, no time to waste words now. The stable keeper is waiting to direct us to the king.
My heart had been jumping up and down as I listened to their talk. Big Boy was the Nuremberg stove. I didn't know what that meant, but it certainly sounded important. And they had mentioned the king. Golly, I was glad I had come along. Though by that time I wished I could get out for a little while and stretch my legs. It had been quiet for some time, when suddenly I heard some tinkling bells. Then the door was opened.
Hello, Eric. I thought you might like to stretch your legs.
Oh, yes, I'd love to. Thank you so much.
I'm Tick-Tock, the clock fairy.
Do you know about stoves, too?
Indeed I do. That's why I'm here.
Do you know about Big Boy?
Oh, yes. Everyone knows about Big Boy. He's the Nuremberg stove.
That's what the men said. What is the Nuremberg stove?
Why, it's the finest stove that was ever made. Hundreds of years ago, it was built especially for the king. After a while, it disappeared, and no one knew where it was. That is, no real people.
The next thing I knew, we were lifted off the wagon, and were on our way again. I could tell they were taking great care with Big Boy, and I was glad we would be safe at last. They carried us through long passages, and finally we were placed right inside the king's own private chambers. My heart was beating so loudly, I thought surely it could be heard outside.
There it is, Your Majesty, the Nuremberg stove you have sought so long.
How beautiful it is.
You can see, Your Majesty, we have given it great care.
I am indeed pleased to have it back at its place in the palace. I shall have it placed on exhibition.
Excellent, Your Majesty.
I think I shall have a look inside. This part, I suppose, is for the wood. And this other door on top, this must be a separate compartment. Yes, it's quite as wonderful as... What's this? There's something inside. Why, it's a little boy.
Please, Your Majesty, forgive me.
That ragamuffin. Pay no heed, Your Majesty. We'll throw him out and see to it that he receives a sound beating.
One moment. Tell me, what were you doing in that stove, young fellow?
This is Big Boy, Your Majesty. We've always had Big Boy, and I couldn't bear to see him go.
Big Boy, you say, is one of the men who brought this here, your father?
Oh, no, Your Majesty. They took him from my father.
Did not they pay him well?
No. My father owed them a debt of 100 pieces of silver, which he could not pay. They took the stove in payment.
What's that? The prized Nuremberg stove as payment of so small a debt?
Your Majesty!
Silence! Come here, my boy. You must really love the stove very much.
I do, Your Majesty. I do. Please let me stay here with Big Boy. I shall take care of him and...
I'm afraid not, my boy. Your place is with your father until you're a man. But I promise you the Nuremberg stove will have the finest caretaker in my kingdom, and it will be treated well. And as for these thieves...
But, Your Majesty, we meant no harm.
No harm, indeed. To rob a poor man to make yourselves rich. I will pay the 2,000 pieces of silver for the stove to this boy's father. Out of that, he will pay his debt to you.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Out with you, and be thankful that it's Christmas time, or I would have you both thrown in the dungeon.
Yes, Your Majesty. Yes, Your Majesty.
And now, my lad, I'll send you home. With his new wealth, your father can take good care of you. And when you're grown, you can come back to care for Big Boy for as long as you like.
And so, it was in the royal carriage, with the king's good wishes, that I returned home. You can imagine what a happy reunion it was for us. The next year at Christmas, the king sent me an exact copy of Big Boy. See, this is it here. I've had it with me ever since. And now that we're both toys, we'll be sold together and spend the merriest Christmas of them all.
Peter, that movie... It's become a toy again.
Yes, and the fire has gone out in the stove. Gee, that was a swell story.
I'd like to stay here some more, wouldn't you?
Yes, but we'd better climb out of the magic Christmas window before the glass returns.
Help me out, Peter.
Out we go.
Listen. The glass is coming back.
Gosh, I love that magic Christmas window.
So do I. It's come back real soon.
You know, I could listen to those adventures in the magic Christmas window forever and ever.